Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Should there be laws around when you can mow your lawn? Well, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me. Shane, this really bothered you now over the weekend.
Yes, I am aware it's a first world problem. There are bigger issues. And a few hours beforehand, we had the former president of America being shot and things like that. So I'm aware there are bigger issues. But in bed, enjoying my well-earned lie-on on a Sunday morning at 8 a.m, next thing a really loud lawnmower from some unnamed neighbour came out, and it was a full-on lawnmowing session, followed by, I think, either power washing or strimmer, I'm not sure which, on a Sunday morning.
It was 8 a.m.
it started. It was a lovely morning, in fairness, and I do get we have had bad weather. But I was just asking on Twitter, are these people actually okay to get a lawnmower out? And you would swear I started World War III with the tweet.
Why? What was the response?
Real division between people. So you have some who are saying that, you know, it's hard enough. You're working 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. This is your only chance to get your few jobs done. Others saying that if you have children on a Sunday morning, maybe that you're already up a few hours and 8 a.m. doesn't seem that unacceptable. Others saying that this is just the people who want to lie in bed and they're the night owls and the rest of the world is up when it's bright and up and at it. And then others saying, as you said, that there should be laws against this, that it's a weekend, and in other parts of the world that there are laws which stop you maybe till 9 or 10 a.m. from making noise in a built up area.
Now, I remember, and some of our listeners might remember this even better than me, we had a discussion here in the show last year from some residents who got in touch about construction workers building and when you can, because I think ultimately, you know, look, I know it's cutting the grass, right, and people are going to think we're being absolutely outrageous, but all of this probably falls under the sector, the question is of noise pollution, right? And to the best of my memory, weekdays, the noise can start before 7 a.m, but I have a feeling it is 8 a.m. at the weekends. Now, I could be corrected on this, but...
I think it's quite vague, and I also think that it wouldn't really be enforced. Like, obviously, if you were doing construction work at 4 a.m. on a Sunday morning, you could certainly ring and complain to someone, but I do know that people were tweeting, replying to me from places like Brussels and Switzerland saying it's a complete no-no in those parts of the world. 11 and
Which,
7...
Which, that you can't mow the grass before...
You're making noise in an area before either 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. I'm not clear, but when I said 8 a.m. they were saying you wouldn't get away with it here, so I assume maybe it's 9 a.m.
Must be 9 the weekends.
11 and 7 is the sort of socially acceptable time midweek, but weekends, it depends. You see, it depends on your own views on this, because other people would think 8 a.m. is completely acceptable. Others might think 7 is. We had someone in our WhatsApp group recently in the estate who said that they wanted to mow their lawn at 10 a.m. and would that be okay? And they're asking the neighbours, would 10 be
all right? Oh, 10's fine.
Yeah,
10 is reasonable. Yeah. 10 is very reasonable.
It's just very interesting the way people have such strong views on this, and they really do. And kind of was bringing in the whole bin collection times during the week as well.
Oh, don't talk
people
to
are saying
me.
They've been woken by that.
Don't talk to me.
Someone else was saying that they've had building work next door and they're going on until 10:30 in the evenings, and they miss the dark evenings because they can't enjoy the weather or their gardens or the brightness because of construction work going on.
I had in a house I used to rent till relatively recently, there was the clampers, or you know, the clamping base was right behind the house, and mother of God, the noise.
Yeah.
You know, because those clamps are, they're heavy, big things of metals. When they drop them on the ground and they're throwing them into vans and the music is on and the doors are open. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And this used to go on from about, actually, I think 7 o'clock maybe. Maybe it was 8 o'clock Saturday or Sunday morning. I remember looking into it at the time because we were talking about it too one day. Not on this show, but on other shows. But like, aside from whatever the rules are, I kind of think there is just a sort of a... neighbourly etiquette that kicks in a little bit too, isn't there?
There is. Then I'll also say as well, we've had brutal weather recently, so if you can't get a nice morning where the sun is out to get the jobs done, I am aware yesterday morning that you might want to get some work done before all of the sport was kicking off and watch that. So it's just an interesting one socially, what's acceptable or not acceptable. It really, really does divide people. And there's a bit of a snobbery as well, sort of going, oh, well, maybe they've a 9 to 5 job and maybe they've children and that's why they're doing it at 8 a.m. Other people...
That you were being snobby, was that the accusation?
Or in general, if you think that 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning is ridiculous.
Do you know what? I'm with you on this. I'm just going to...
Nine would be okay for me. I think 9 a.m. is fine.
Sure, I agree with 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
It is,
And surely if you're the person out mowing your lawn at 8 o'clock in the morning, surely it crosses your mind, God, this might be annoying some of the neighbours. Maybe. I don't know what your relationship is with this neighbour, but maybe they just don't care, Shane.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they don't like you.
There was a suggestion. Yeah, there was a suggestion that maybe it is, in the nicest possible way, nagging wives and for marital bliss that the husband
might
decide.
Go ahead and listen to the lawnmower.
Yeah, that the husband might decide to do that. So we are aware that there are bigger issues going on in the world, but it, if it's in your own space, as you say, with the clampers there, it does really, really annoy people.
Yeah.
Because it kind of becomes an obsession then, and you're hyper conscious of it.
Yeah. And particularly if you had a sore head.
I actually didn't, but I could have very easily, which is my own fault maybe. But yeah, others did say that that noise at 8 a.m. beats listening to me at 6 a.m. every morning. So
oh, stop. No, but I'm really interested in hearing from listeners today about this. Is it acceptable to mow your lawn at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning? Now, we're talking about a built-up housing estate too, aren't we?
Yeah, this isn't... Oh, no, totally built up. Totally built up.
In a big residential area, is it? And like, that means this guy or woman, whoever was out mowing the lawn, had to have been out from probably about 20 to 8, getting it out of the shed and all of the crack that goes with that.
Getting the bits ready. And then followed by power washing from about 8:30, 9.
And there's a serious noise of the power washer too, isn't there?
Yeah, a bit of
strimming. Do love a bit of power washing.
I'm sure the garden looks gorgeous now, but I just wonder from 8 a.m. Yeah.
People will be driving around County Kildare looking for this perfectly... So, pitch perfect garden.
Yeah, we want to know, is it acceptable? And also, do we need tougher laws or stronger
around
laws?
Around noise pollution. I think 9 o'clock, folks, on a Saturday and a Sunday morning, that's plenty of time.
Yeah, and others might say 7 a.m. is okay. Between 11 and 7, no go. And after 7, get out the lawnmower.
Let us know, what time restrictions do you think should be in place? 087 1400 106. Shane Beattie, thanks a million.
Thanks a mil.
Yeah, Billy's already got in touch. He says, my darling wife won't let me cut the grass or use any powered equipment until 10:30. On a Saturday morning, and I'm never allowed to use it on a Sunday. She says it's called consideration for the other neighbours, regardless of the same complainant. David is with us on the line. Is it unreasonable to cut the grass at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, David?
Oh, for sure, absolutely. I think, I have plenty of better things to be doing on a Sunday at 8 a.m. for sure. But I have to say, I mean, I lived in a couple of countries where Sunday was a day of rest, and it was actually illegal. You could not make any noise on a Sunday at all. And I think we should get back to those days. And I think neighbourly considerations seem to have gone out the window. But cutting something at 8 o'clock? Nah, no way.
Get back to the day rest, or get back to just the fact that it's just the, you know, neighbourly etiquette and think of your neighbours?
Well, I think it's both. I think neighbourly etiquette for sure. I wouldn't want to be woken up on one of my days off, if you like, or day of rest and at 8 o'clock and lawnmower's going off, because I know I would never do it. I mean, I keep myself to myself fairly quiet on a Sunday. I'm used to that, and I keep my kids quiet as well. So I don't think anybody should be making that kind of noise. And I know you said maybe 9, but I'd go as far as 10. But I'd even go as far as banning making noise on a Sunday, quite frankly.
You see, you have to then define, like, what constitutes noise? Because I've no doubt there's people screaming at the radio now saying, look, for God's sakes, it's a lawnmower. Like, how much noise is the lawnmower creating? Hell of a lot of noise, actually.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the country I'm referring to, I mean, this had kind of twice the population of Ireland, and they managed to do it. You know, you could not. You weren't allowed to mow the lawn. You weren't allowed to put bins out. You weren't allowed to bang, do any kind of things whatsoever. And they've managed to do it for a hundred years, whatever. But I just think if they can do it, anybody else can do it. Let's get back to having some peace and quiet sometimes. You know, life's hectic enough, and consideration should be the main game for every one of us now, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be considerate. I mean, I just don't think... I mean, even construction, you know, that's the same thing. Cut it off on a Sunday, for goodness sake. It's got to be one day where it can be quiet.
Listener says, I have a neighbour who listens to the radio out loud whenever he's in the garden or his shed. It's loud enough so I can actually hear it in my own kitchen, and it drives me mad, in capital letters. Now, luckily, he listens to News Talk. Ah, see, they knew by putting that in we'd have to read it. But I still don't want to listen to the radio at his whim. So what should I do? Otherwise, he's a very good neighbour. I would say go over now and just ask him, would he mind turning it down? I'm sure he'll probably tell people, and it'll be in the WhatsApp group that you did it, but I think definitely knock on the door if that listener's still listening to us and ask him to just turn it down a bit. Daniel is with us on the line in Berlin. I imagine the Germans wouldn't put up with this, Daniel.
Yeah, you're dead right, Andrea. Like, I mean, just your previous caller there, David, he kind of pointed out a few things there. It is like that over here. I've been over here for 14 years living here, and, you know, Sunday is a Ruhetag, you know, so you basically, you know, you kind of accept it and you agree with your neighbours, that, you know, you keep your noise level to an absolute minimum. You know, you don't cut your grass, you don't hoover your car outside, and you don't take your bins out, especially with glass, something that's going to make noise. You kind of just don't disturb the neighbours, and it's just accepted over here as life.
Now, Paddy got in touch with us, Daniel, and he says that apparently in Germany, mowing the lawn is only allowed on a Saturday afternoon. You can't do it at all on a Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't see anyone out mowing the lawn. And if you did, there'd be complaints. I mean, like, the Germans won't, they won't sit back. That's, I like the attitude of that. I prefer that, to be honest, over our attitude. That they're not afraid to speak their mind. I like that.
Yeah, and is it the case, because other listeners getting in touch, a lot of people talking about Germany actually, that there's a fine if you're caught in breach of cutting the lawn on a Sunday?
I don't know anybody who's been fined. They probably do enforce that. But you know, it is just an absolute accepted thing that you just keep your noise level to a minimum. And I mean, even midweek, you know, you're not allowed to make noise after 10. So like, if you're living in an apartment block, if you're making noise after 10, the neighbours will complain, you know. So if you're, that's midweek, you know.
And who were they complaining to? The police?
I mean, I've often seen police show up to an apartment block where a noisy neighbour is, you know, having a party midweek or something like that there, and haven't cleared it with it. I've often seen as well in the lift where, you know, if a neighbour was having a party during the week or something like that there, they'd actually put a note up in the lift to say, listen, neighbours, I'm just letting you know that we're having a get together, whatever. And then it's kind of accepted, you know.
But that's fine. I think if people ask,
I like that.
Yeah, once people sort of let you know, there's no issue. Just on that, actually, in Germany, another listener too pointing out that a fine, I think it's a fine of €2,000 if you're in breach of the rules, that you can't mow your lawn in Germany on a Sunday or on a public holiday, according to this listener. Like, it seems pretty extreme when you compare it to Ireland. Yeah, fines of €2,000 can be issued for one single infringement. Another texter makes the point, absolutely there should be restrictions. And are they not in place already? My neighbours decided to move sheep at 6:45 on a Saturday morning. The roaring and the shouting was something else, and it just wasn't the sheep, says this listener. Another texter says, this reminds me of something that happened to me a couple of years ago. I was lying in bed enjoying a nice sleep, and there was almighty banging noise from the apartment upstairs. I don't know where this text is going now. I waited for a gap in the noise and screamed at them that it was Sunday morning, for God's sake. It was just, they were disgusted. I was disgusted when I heard people laughing. Then I remembered it wasn't Sunday. It was a Monday morning. I was mortified. Mind you, I was heavily pregnant at the time, so I blamed the hormones. Yeah, this is why you should pre-read messages before you go on air. Listener says, I'm a retired nurse now on night duty during the summer months. It was an absolute nightmare. Lawnmowers cutting the grass during the day. We worked 84-hour weeks on night duty. Just incredible. Another listener talking about lawnmower noise. What about the neighbour's dog barking at the minute? It's let out every single morning at 7:30. Another texter, I live beside a petrol station. They have a self-service hoover, and oftentimes people hoover their car at 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. Always while blaring music from their car when they're doing it. So 9 o'clock on a Sunday, it's not all that bad. And this texter says, people will be out, they're working all week, so for God's sakes, the weekend is their only chance to catch up on the housekeeping and the maintenance. And if you don't start reasonably early, the entire day is gone. Keep your thoughts coming into us. Is there an appropriate time? And what really is actually, you know, noise? Is it just the dog barking, or... For me, it was the neighbour's chimes. Perhaps it is the lawnmower. Is that the most irritating and aggravating of them all?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.